Track 13, Wielding the Broadsword. For almost 70 years, the Broad Society has campaigned for this unique landscape. So what do they get up to? Chair Paul Rice explains.
When was the Broad Society founded?
Well, the Broad Society was founded in 1956 by Les Rammers.
And what are its aims?
To help secure a sustainable future for the Broads as a unique and protected landscape in which leisure, tourism and the local economy can thrive in harmony with the natural environment.
And what are its most significant achievements?
The Society campaigned for and was instrumental in setting up the Broads Authority in 1979 in what was referred to as a Joint Local Authority Committee, although the current Broads Authority is now vastly different. We supported the Broads Act, which in 1988 gave rise to the Broads Authority becoming a statutory body with wider powers similar to those of a national park and with additional regards for navigation. In the 1980s, the Society played a major role when the Howe Hill Trust was formed, and it's now a renowned educational centre. We've been greatly involved very recently in representations about the Glover Review of National Parks and have been working closely with the Campaign for National Parks to put forward proposals to ensure future protection of the Broads within that review to enable, amongst other things, a fair and democratic system of governance. The Society is the joint owner of the last working eel set in England, and that's located at Candle Dyke.
What are the key issues facing the Broads?
The Broads are faced with significant issues, probably even more so in the past decade, especially with climate change. At its most recent AGM in November 2021, the Society declared a climate change emergency for the Broads. Other significant issues include governance, flooding, water quality, public access, mooring provision, and water safety. We actively lobby and campaign on these and other issues to protect the Broads. For example, we've been involved recently with the Daily Telegraph.
Do you think the organisations running the Broads listen to you?
Well, we've noted, during the pandemic, for example, conflicting advice being published from organisations involved in running the Broads and other affiliated government bodies. Adding to the confusion, they simply do not appear to be talking to each other or engaging with the very people and businesses that live, work and operate in the Broads. We do have to question if the operation of these government bodies in their current form makes them fit for purpose.
Are they?
Well, there's a need for them to enhance their public engagement, so the public who live, work and enjoy the area and that have that local knowledge are listened to.
How important is the national park status for the Broads?
The use of the title National Park was approved by DEFRA to offer marketing opportunities and accompanied by a promise by the Minister, Lord de Morley, that its statutory basis is quite separate and it's legally not a national park. We do not propose to change this position, and it's DEFRA's intention that the three purposes of the Broads will remain of equal standing. Using the title National Park can lead people to lose sight of the important differences. Its status as a valuable landscape is very important to us.
How many members does the Society have?
Our current membership stands at around 870, including 16 parish and town councils and 8 corporate members.
And what do members do?
The Broad Society is a planning consultee for the Broads Authority executive area, and it has 2 subcommittees, the Northern Rivers Committee and the Southern Rivers Committee. These committees review all planning applications made in the Broads Authority executive area and comment on those applications. We also have a water safety subcommittee, which is currently monitoring such issues as the Marine Accident Investigation Bureau findings into recent fatal incidents on the Broads. The Society has a volunteer practical works team known as Broadsword, which works alongside the Broads Authority rangers, doing such works as tree and scrub clearance along the banks. Some trustees are also involved in working as consultees with the Campaign for National Parks. Some are District Council volunteer flood wardens and Broadwatch volunteer wildlife rescue team members.
And what sort of people, John?
As well as local residents, we have members from further afield, including from abroad, and from most age groups, including naturalists, navigators, fishermen, farmers, residents and visitors. We also have parish and town councils from within the Broads executive area, plus Broads-based businesses as corporate members.
And how can people join?
Well, people, parish and town councils and businesses can join from as little as £16 per annum by going to the Broads Society website, that's broads-society.org.uk, where they can find a downloadable application form.